Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello. Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Paul Williams.
Hello, podcast fans. Are you ready for some podcasting? Let's get into it.
How are you, Paul?
Yeah, not good. I woke up today, Edinburgh Fringe. I had no voice.
We are coming to you live, except not pre-recorded, at the Edinburgh Fringe. That's where we are.
I was like trying to sing this morning and I couldn't at all.
Do you wake up and sing every day? Is that your
No, I woke up and I was like, my voice sounds like bad. So I was kind of trying in the shower.
You immediately burst into song.
Yeah, basically. my life is like a musical and today it wasn't happening.
Yeah.
My morning wake up song was not happening. And
so what's your go-to morning wake up song?
It's an original.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, every day it's different.
Great. So you write a new wake up song every day.
Well, I write it the night before. Mm-hmm. I stay up late.
Study late.
Yeah, compose a song next day. And it's always specific for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So today would have been about this podcast, but I did forget this podcast was happening until 20 minutes ago.
Yep.
But I'm here.
Great. And so hello, podcast fans. You're in for a treat. Do you know what we do? There's a quiz show. We've got 10 questions here ready to go. And we've prearranged to have all the chairs dragged across the roof just before starting the show.
Great.
So that will happen. And then we also have a brains trust to assist.
Okay.
With the quiz. So it's not just you.
Okay. I'm very grateful
facing
the
10 questions.
Because I'm terrified right now.
Are you worried about the quiz?
I'm real. First, the voice was gone, and now this.
Mm.
This is the worst day of my life.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can improve it. Let's meet your brains trust now. First of all, did you know that the Spice Girls actually started out with 6 members?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, we have the 6th member here. Unfortunately, dropped before they really found fame. It's a big hello to the only Spice boy. It's Mel T.
Hello. It's me, Mel T. What's up,
hello.
England?
How are you, Mel T?
So good. Still cut up about being cut from the band, but here, you know, trying to get out in other ways.
Take us back to that day, because that must have been, I mean, Paul said this is the worst day of his life, but I imagine the day you were cut from the Spice, what were they then, people?
They were just called Spice.
Just Spice,
yeah. Or no, Spices, because they had to fit one of each of us in the letters on the cover of the album.
Yeah.
Oh,
of course. Yeah. So I was Chatty Spice.
Oh, yeah.
Mel T.
Yep, Mel T. Mel T for testosterone, or is your surname?
No, for testosterone. I replaced it because I'm the manliest man. And Mel, like Mel Gibson, obviously, the man's version of Mel.
Mm.
And he is also...
What a great man he is.
He is my idol as well.
Yeah.
And just like him, you know, he got knocked down and inexplicably was able to get back up again. So I've kind of taken that motivation. Yeah. So that's why, you know, what is it? Almost 18, 19 years since I was dropped from the Spice Girls. Here I am, finally, first ever professional gig since then.
Wow. This is the first one.
Yeah, thank first you so time much. Back on a mic.
First time back on a mic.
And thank you for calling it a professional gig, by the way. As well.
Yeah, well, I will be invoicing for it.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, and for the loss fees of my income, I'm actually putting it all on you. Yeah,
okay, we'll see what we can do. Were you a Spice Girls fan?
Paul? I was. Yeah. My sister had all their albums and would play them, and we would kind of cosplay, I guess, and like lip sync or sing along.
As Chatty Spice?
I was not aware of Chatty Spice. I became a fan after, I think, the last S was dropped.
Yes.
Because I remember the cover having just Spice.
Not Spices.
And
do you find that's a common story?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about me. And they don't realize the whole girl power thing was a last-minute pivot. Mm. A last-minute marketing pivot. Away from me. Because before that, it was going to be people power. You know? Five girls, one that. Boy.
PP, alliteration.
Yeah.
People power.
Chatty Spice, Mel T is here to assist. That'll be helpful if any music questions come up. But the Brains Trust does not end there. We also have for you here a cabaret performer from New York, an underground cult hit in the New York City. It's Maury Goldberg.
Hey, hello.
Hello, Maury. God.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you.
With these two as well. I'm such big fans of them. Paul Williams, your music inspires me
so
much.
Oh, thanks so much.
And Chatty T. Oh my God,
Chatty Spice!
When you give a Chatty T for the testosterone,
when
I mean, I've always called you Chatty T, you know, when you got dropped,
my fans call me,
that's what the real Chatties call you, When you got dropped, I was I was sitting shiver, I was so upset.
That's fair,
so I'm so thrilled.
Oh, it's
couple of music, man.
Exactly, and we're thrilled to have you here as well, because obviously you're here for the Edinburgh Fringe. You've got a show, Maury.
I do have a show. It's on the corner of Cowgate and Blair.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in a venue, but I'll be there.
Oh, you're down.
Singing. I couldn't get it. It was very competitive this year. You know, there was a huge backlog because of the COVID. And
what time? I'd love to attend.
I'll be there from 1 p.m.
Okay.
Till about 5 p.m.
Okay.
Every day, performing, singing songs, the classics. Don't go walking down the street. Hey, hey. And if you want to be a man, you got to wake up in the morning and go, whoo, all the classics.
Okay.
And I'll be there. Please come, Paul. Maybe we can do a duet.
I would love that.
That would be amazing.
Often I see on Cowgate at that location at between 1 and 5, people flyering for their show at a different time and different location.
Yes.
But you're saying that this is actually your show between 1 and 5.
Exactly. And don't get me started on these for shtinking the flyers. I'm trying to do my shtick, you know, which I've been working on for 37 years. And they come around and they walk in front of me. People are trying to enjoy my music. They walk in front of me talking about their shows. Now, good on to them. But I want to be doing my art.
Mm.
So, you know, come see me. Take a flyer quickly and then just enjoy the music experience.
So Maury is here to assist with the quiz as well.
I'm honored you're joining
Whatever
me today.
You need,
are you ready? Shall we face the 10 questions?
I'm excited. I was feeling down when we started, but with these two guys, this dream team.
Absolutely. Ready.
I feel like I can do anything.
Quizzes on an iPad Pro as well. That's very flash.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd love to have one of those one day.
I'll give you this iPad Pro if you get 10 out of 10.
This is huge for me. Wow. Paul. A lot's riding on this. Okay. Please come through.
It's high. Yeah.
All right. Let's see if you get 10 out of 10. Question number one. Which ocean was named by Ferdinand Magellan?
Ooh.
Question number one. Which ocean? How are you with geography? Which ocean was named by Ferdinand Magellan?
Magellan.
I guess it's multiple choice to kick off.
Yeah. Okay.
That's handy. There's only so many oceans.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Seas. Okay. I don't know. I've never heard the name Ferdinand Magellan before.
Yeah. What? Brains Trust. What ethnicity do we think that person is? Magellan.
That sounds Scandinavian to me.
Really?
Ferdinand.
Or very, very Danish name. Magellan.
Have you toured around many of the European countries?
No, I don't work. I don't perform ever since I was kicked off the Spices. Off Spices, and I still call it Spices.
Yeah.
I actually retired. I thought, I'm too good for you, you know?
Because you had that one hit, didn't you, just before you left the band?
Yeah, when I was solo, where they scouted me. Which was called Get in Your Car and then get out when you arrive.
Yes, that's right. I mean, it was
beautiful song.
Get in your car and then get out of your car when you arrive.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you.
Can understand why it was a hit. But which ocean was named by Ferdinand Magellan?
Well, I'm struggling, guys.
I have no idea.
Let's just.
This is stressing me out.
Should we just list some oceans first, mm-hmm. just before we land on them?
Atlantic.
Atlantic.
Pacific.
Pacific. Indian.
Antarctic.
Antarctic. Is there one?
The southern.
The Southern Ocean.
Is there a Southern Ocean?
I know my seas. I don't know my oceans.
Yeah.
Have you been on all seven?
I'm a lake. Yes. I'm a lakes expert.
You're a lake.
I know. I know every lake.
Yeah, I'm a pond guy. I know every single pond in the world.
We needed
the ocean.
Yeah.
Guy.
Yeah.
This is like Ocean's 11, but no one has the skills.
Yeah. Of water that isn't an ocean.
Yeah. It's the three. It's the
puddle up. We'd be covered, except for the big one. That's a shame.
I know. Obviously, you guys are not from the Pacific. You're obviously from the East. You're from the Atlantic.
Yeah, I'm from the East Coast, correct.
Yes, and also a UK guy.
Yeah, somewhere in England, yeah.
But I'm still thinking, wait, somewhere?
Yeah,
it's hard to tell.
You've forgotten.
Let's not get specific.
Okay. Well, let's not get specific, but I'm thinking we should get Pacific.
All right. That's why you're the best.
All right. Yeah, what do you reckon?
I think that makes sense.
Mm. Should we lock it?
Yeah.
Let's lock it.
Let's do it.
All right, I'll put in Pacific, question number two.
I trust you, Paul.
What are the three albums that make up David Bowie's Berlin Trilogy?
Oof.
What are the three albums that make up David Bowie's Berlin Trilogy? Now, you've done the Albany Trilogy, haven't you, Maury?
The Albany Trilogy.
Yeah, which is I think it's little known fact that it's the state capital of New York. Albany, New York City, everyone thinks is the state capital.
Exactly.
But you went up there to record all your records.
Exactly. Thank you for correcting the record for the purposes of the...
Because everyone would assume that you would have recorded them in New York City, just like the capital is.
Exactly. I was in Albany for 3 weeks recording it.
Yep. They call you the King of New York. And people think they're talking city, but it's actually the state.
I've been banned from the city of New York for 10 years now. So Albany's my home. They love me there. Mm-hmm. They really celebrate me. I'm like, I'm the king. I'm the king of New York. Albany.
Yeah, great. In brackets.
Albany, New York.
Yeah.
Of course.
But what are the three albums that make up David Bowie's Berlin Trilogy?
Here's the thing, guys. David Bowie, I'm not an expert.
Mm.
I'm not an expert at all.
Mm.
I know the hits.
You know the best ofs.
Yeah, I know the best ofs. I don't think the best of David Bowie was in the trilogy.
No.
The greatest hits.
No.
I do think Heroes was recorded in Berlin.
Okay.
It's not Aladdin Sane or Ziggy Stardust because that's the Ziggy Stardust section. Yeah.
Mm. So if it's not Ziggy's Stardust, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Because that's the one album title I know. As well as Black Star, which I think was his last one. Before.
And the Labyrinth.
Album, oh, right.
Dance, Magic, Dance.
Magic.
Dance.
Well, that sounds pretty Berlin-y.
It does.
But so do you want to put Labyrinth?
Labyrinth, the original motion
picture musical.
Labyrinth.
Recorded in Berlin.
Yeah.
We are going to need two more records. We've got Labyrinth.
What?
Okay.
I feel like, though, it's got to be related with the wall coming down, doesn't it?
Right.
It's something about reunification of Berlin. He'd be there. He loves unifying people, David Bowie. Yeah,
well, at least he did. Labyrinth.
What are you referring to?
David Bowie passed away just after releasing Black Star. Yeah. Black Star's actually about it.
What?
Yes, I'm so sorry.
David's gone.
Break the news to you. We are going to need two more records. We've got Labyrinth.
What?
Okay, we'll let him grieve while we.
My God, I need a minute.
Okay, so we've lost one of our. He is crying.
Oh my God, David's gone.
Mel, do you know any other titles?
There's one called Low.
Low.
L-O-W.
Low. L-O-W.
And Heroes?
Berlin, famously a low-lying city.
How did he die?
I made that up.
Cancer.
What?
Yeah. Question number three.
Wait, we only put two in.
Oh, I thought we had Heroes as well. Labyrinth, Low.
It seems like he's keen for us to have Heroes.
I'm pretty sure it was recorded in Berlin.
You don't know the answers?
I don't know the answers until the end.
Oh, okay.
He's helping.
Do you want to put Labyrinth, Low, and Heroes?
Yeah. I feel like you're keen for Heroes.
I am keen on Heroes. Question number three actually comes from a member of the Brains Trust. You can join the Brains Trust if you go to waxquizzical.com. Support this show being made. This comes from Natrasha Bennett,
okay.
Who's a queen of trash. Submitted the question, what is the longest running musical on Broadway?
Oh, you'll know this.
Are you a big musical fan, Paul?
Why do you know that Paul would know this?
Well, I've been hanging out in his flat. He doesn't know, but I'm sleeping opposite him, listening in.
In their cupboard?
Yeah. In the hot water cupboard.
Have you noticed the cupboard
moving? Yeah, the other day I heard a bang.
Maybe that's
why you can't sleep. Yeah. Okay. That's
It's not just a noisy cylinder. It's also me.
Okay. Well,
it has been tough to get a comm in Edinburgh this
year. Yeah, yeah. I actually have a degree in musical theatre.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I didn't know they offered them.
No.
Is it cheap?
They should. Hard to say. I mean, it paid for itself with all the musical theatre money that I've been making ever since.
Yes.
But
and do you study how long musicals have been running? Is that a big one?
Well, I feel like I knew this at some stage, and I have a few guesses.
Mm-hmm.
My guesses would be the following. This is not my final guess, but these are some names I'd throw out there. Cats.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A classic Lloyd Webber. Rubbish, of course, famously.
Lamers.
Like
I would throw out there. I would throw out there. I think it's Cats. But then wait, it's musical, right?
It's musical.
Because I know that
the longest running musical on Broadway.
Currently still running?
Well, what is the longest running musical on Broadway?
Because we're not talking about a return seat. We're talking about a consecutive
continuous run.
And Phantom of the Opera also running on the West.
I think it's Phantom.
Yeah, okay, because Phantom.
You can see how that would set up shop for a long time. It's set in a theatre.
I think it probably deserves to be Phantom.
Mm-hmm. But you think it might be Cats.
But part of me is like, Cats is definitely longest running somewhere, I'm pretty sure. But
I think it could be the longest running music theatre in a tent.
Yeah. Okay.
Is Cats, because it keeps touring the world and
setting up as a circus shop, right? So I feel like Phantom is the crowd favourite.
I think it might be, it could be Phantom.
Yeah. I think I'm with you. Yeah. I think I'm with you.
All right, I'll lock
it. Let's lock Phantom.
I'm not sure.
No, I don't think. I think Lamers could be like maybe West End or Cats. I think those are more your UK. But I think
what's wrong with you? You look as if you've seen a ghost. I'm sorry. I just love that music.
I loved your cover album.
My Lamers cover.
Yeah, your
Les Mozzie Goldbergs.
Yeah,
You played all the characters, didn't you?
Robbie Goldberg's Oive.
Yeah,
I play all the characters.
Yeah, and your version of Dream a Dream was just
thank you.
What are the lyrics again? I dreamed a dream of time.
I dream a dream of time gone, boy.
Yeah. And also, you, of course, changed a lot of the lyrics to get past the copyright. But I actually think I prefer your lyrics for a lot of them. Mm. Yeah.
Bagel, the poppy seeds on top. Bagel.
Yeah.
Sesame all over the way.
Yeah. A lot of it was bagel.
Got used on Sesame Street, I think, as well. Yes, to teach kids about bagels.
Exactly. I'm currently in a lawsuit with the Jim Henson Company. They didn't ask permission for that, but, you know... the Gunter McGill and Joseph Schuken, and we'll see what happens.
A lock in Phantom. Question 4. Yep. Krabby Patties are a delicious food source in which cartoon?
Oh, well, I mean, we know this one.
You say it on
the
3?
The Simpsons.
Your guess?
What was the question?
Krabby Patties are a delicious food source in which cartoon?
The Simpsons?
Oh, two offers of The Simpsons.
I mean, we won't lock it yet, but... I'm pretty certain it's The Simpsons.
The greatest TV show ever created.
Yeah. But just in case, do we think it could actually be SpongeBob SquarePants?
That's the longest musical.
Oh, SpongeBob SquarePants. Of course. Yeah.
So is the answer to this one Phantom?
Okay. Maybe we've had our wires crossed.
A delicious food source in Phantom of the Opera.
I think that could be it. But I think...
You think you want to
stick Well, to my gut is saying SpongeBob SquarePants. Mm. So I think maybe lock that.
Yeah, I feel like crap.
Sorry to go against, because I know we're all pretty sure it's Simpsons.
Hey, it's not up to them. It's up to you.
Okay.
Trust your heart.
I'm gonna take a gamble.
Yeah.
I'll put SpongeBob SquarePants.
Musical theater heart.
Question number 5. A lot of music questions today. Who wrote the famed Top Gun song, Danger Zone? I took my dad to see Top Gun Maverick. He came to Melbourne, where I lived for the first time in 5 years, and I was looking for dad activities, and Tom Cruise had waited 30 years to release the sequel and then nailed the timing for
me.
Released it on the day my dad got there. So I took him. I thought, perfect dad activity. I took him to see Top Gun. Afterwards, I looked to him to see what he thought, and his review was, Loud.
Wow.
And did Tom time the release specifically for you, for your dad?
Yeah, we arranged that. Yeah, because they were going to bring it out, I think, before the pandemic. And I was like, if you can just wait until my dad can get to Melbourne.
Yeah.
I think it also benefited their sales as well.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So it was sort of a win-win situation, really, if anything.
My first instinct for the question was Kenny Loggins. But is that right?
It absolutely could be.
Yeah.
Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone?
That's right.
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Actually. I don't know.
They play it throughout the whole film.
It also sounds like a drag king.
They play it nine
name.
Times.
Yeah, like regardless of the scene.
Of what's happening.
I think they're a drag king in Sydney as well, Kenny Loggins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Is it computer based stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Wears a lot of keyboards around his neck.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, right.
I'll put Kenny Loggins. Question number 6.
I got no idea if that's right.
Do male, female, or both sexes of red-back spiders have the red markings? Is it the male, female, or both sexes of red-back spiders that have the red markings? Does New Zealand have... What is it that New Zealand famously doesn't have?
I wish there was another New Zealander here. Oh, you're an expert on New Zealand.
Yeah, I toured there.
Right.
Yeah.
What did you do there again?
I toured there.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Did you drive around the country?
Yeah. I did a Kentucky tour.
Right.
Which is normally something you do in Europe, but actually...
Yeah.
They used to do it.
You must have been one of the first ever to do a Kentucky tour of New Zealand.
Yeah, first and only. Just one empty bus. I feel sorry for the guy.
Wow, sort of like your hit.
Yeah.
Is everything you do one and done?
No.
No?
This is the second podcast I've done. I also did Joe Rogan.
Oh, I thought you said this was your first professional gigs.
Yeah, no, he doesn't pay. That was that was just for exposure.
That was amateur, was it?
But this is for the cash.
But you boys got high, though. That's what he loves to do.
Yeah, and we got into it. We talked about the vaccine.
That's the thing. He doesn't pay you in money, but he pays you in pearls of wisdom.
Yeah. And he pays you in the three greatest hours of your goddamn life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Banter.
But do male, female, or both sexes of red-back spiders have the red mark?
Fellas?
I think both.
Yeah, okay.
I think
you both. Think both?
Yeah.
It's
such a marking. They're known for it. So
it
would be strange if it was just one of the sexes.
But for argument's sake, a black widow spider is still called, the male is still called a black widow, right?
Oh,
even though
wow.
he is not the widow.
Not anymore.
Really?
They've changed that
because of the cancel culture you were referring to.
Really?
Okay. Right, so
what's he called now?
The black
spider.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm happy to go with Maury? With Maury.
People call me Maury. People call me Morty.
Okay.
You can call me anything you want.
The King of New York, Albany.
Exactly. Mm.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that.
So the king thinks both. You want to lock in both?
If the king says both, I'm happy to go with both.
Mm-hmm. Question number 7. Summer of Soul was the directorial debut film of which famous drummer? Summer of Soul was the directorial debut film of which famous drummer?
Drummer? I barely know.
Were you the drummer
drummers.
In Spices?
No, none of us played instruments.
Oh, okay. It was also just backing tracks.
It's all vocals and then...
Baby Spice play the egg?
Yeah, she kept trying to bring that in. Yeah, but we said no.
Is that what do you mean by the egg?
The rhythm egg.
Yeah, right.
But we were like, no, the rhythm comes out of the keyboard.
Yes.
We push the button and we go.
Exactly. You told baby what's up.
That's the way it's just the way it was done back then, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, demo. And you had to buy a brand new keyboard every time you recorded a song and then record to whatever the demo track was. And then chuck it in the bin.
Wow.
New keyboard, different
demo. So wasteful
demo.
Back in those days, weren't we?
But the hits kept coming. Mm. Not for me. I wasn't in the band by then.
Yes. But the question, Summer of Soul was the directorial debut of which famous drummer? Are you a drummer fan?
Okay. I don't know. These are the drummers I know. Ringo Starr.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Travis Barker.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The Beatles and Blink-182 so far.
Dave Grohl.
Yes. Yeah.
Dave Grohl might have made a movie.
Would you call him famous drummer? Because I wouldn't feel like drumming is what he's primarily known for now.
Well, yeah. But it's a kind of a known thing, right? That he was the drummer in Nirvana. Any other drummers that we know of?
I think it's Ringo.
Think Ringo?
Yeah. I mean, that's actually a great thought.
because it seems like he'd need a pivot.
Yeah,
and he got into TV. Directing.
Yeah, and what's the title? The Summer of Soul.
Summer of Soul.
Like, if that's not a Ringo Starr.
Yeah, he definitely stole soul music, didn't he?
Someone that came up with Octopus's Garden definitely came up with Summer of Soul.
Oh, right. So you're thinking it could be a soul musician.
It could potentially be someone who has more links to soul music than Ringo Starr, who directed Summer of Soul. I'm not sure. Are there any famous New York drummers?
Oh, yeah, Joey Katz, Michael Biella.
What instrument did Dizzy Gillespie play?
The cricketer.
No, isn't? No, you're
the
thinking
fast
of
bowler.
You're thinking of Gillespie. Is it Mark Gillespie? Who's? Oh well, no, Gillespie.
He had a
Gilly. No, I'm thinking Adam Gilchrist.
I think his nickname was Dizzy, and maybe it's named after.
Oh, I thought Dizzy Gillespie was a musician.
I think that was his nickname, Gillespie the cricketer.
Okay. I think you're both just making up names and making up jobs.
Imagine.
Yeah.
I think there maybe is a famous drummer in New York.
There is.
Perhaps he's on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh. Yeah. Questlove.
Questlove. You unlock Questlove.
I think Questlove. I think
that's Max Weinberg.
Yeah.
Or it could be Max Weinberg. So there's two options available to you, Paul, depending on
It could be the gorilla from the Cadbury commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were going to say the gorillas, but no, the Cadbury commercial.
Yeah, the one who did the Phil Collins drum solo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, did he do the original drive? I thought he was like sort of doing a cover, that gorilla, but no, he was actually on the original recording.
He's on the original recording. That's why they got him. Why would they get some random gorilla for the ad?
Crazy.
They bought him.
I think Questlove's made a movie.
Yeah, I feel like he's the kind of person who would. Yeah. I feel like Ringo is the kind of person who'd sort of sit
Ringo
around.
Is not making no movies.
No.
No.
He's done. He's done with his career. Sorry, Ringo.
Yeah.
I'm sure everything's going great. Do you want to put Questlove?
I reckon lock it.
I'll lock in Questlove. Pastuso is the Peruvian name of which famous bear?
Can you spell bear, please?
Yeah. Sorry about the Australian accent. B-E-A-R.
Okay.
Yeah, the Peruvian name.
For which famous bear?
Yuki, the circus polar bear.
I was going to say, should we name some famous bears?
I was thinking
bears?
Baloo.
Paddington.
Paddington, that is a famous bear.
Say the name one more time.
Pastuso.
P-A-S-T-U-S-O. Do we think Paddington's big in Peru? Because it's...
Yeah,
well, he's from Peru, isn't he?
Is he?
Isn't that the thing?
Yeah.
Isn't Paddington Bear from a South American country?
Yeah, he is. He is.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Paddington Bear's from a South American, of course.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
But why does he talk like...
He's not.
Well, yeah.
He gets raised. They find him as a baby, doesn't he?
But it's crazy when Brits are anti-immigration, because it's like your most famous citizen.
Behind the Queen, Paddington.
No, I'd put Paddington
one. Paddington above?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
In my books.
Do you think he's in line for the throne at some point?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, well, you are as well. You must be.
Yeah.
Because everyone is. Do you want to put Paddington Bear?
I think lock it.
I'll put
It'd be funny if it's just like, if it's actually just a type of, if it's like grizzly bear.
Yeah. And we've gone for Paddington.
Yeah.
Question number 9. Which Australian capital city has the highest elevation? Which Australian capital city has the highest elevation?
So we're talking state capitals, presumably, because I would argue there's only one capital city.
Yeah, well, I guess Perth is a capital city in Australia of some kind.
The highest.
So your options, I guess, Hobart, Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra, Adelaide, Perth, Darwin. Good catch.
Have you been to Hobart, anyone?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on the ocean.
Yeah.
Beautiful town. They got an incredible underground cabaret scene.
It's on the water though, right?
It's on the water. Because most of the Australian capital cities are coastal.
Yeah, but except for Canberra, is that right?
Except for Canberra's not coastal.
So my initial thought was Canberra because of that.
Brisbane is kind of set in.
That's true.
You have to sort of travel to get to the ocean. Yeah.
What about the one right in the middle? Alice Springs.
Beautiful place. Not
is
a capital city.
Capital.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great thought, though.
I had a fantastic rendezvous there.
In
an outback cabaret tent doing a dance. And it was fantastic. I remember it well.
Could you please repeat the question?
Which Australian capital city has the highest elevation?
No, that's fine. The word city is important there, because if it was just capital, I would argue that the A at the start of Australia was the highest and the only capital.
Yeah.
But I think Canberra could be a goer purely because it's inland. My thought was Hobart could be tall because...
It's on a hill.
Well, just the fact... Is it on a hill?
I think it goes up a hill.
Yeah, right.
Or maybe even Sydney. I mean, Sydney's sort of up a cliff, right? So it's immediately quite high.
Oh, yeah. Sydney's
that's quite true. High, yeah. I think you've got to go inland.
Yeah,
I think
Totally.
Yeah, that's just my theory.
I'll put Canberra.
And Canberra's very cold as well.
Is it? Which,
it's very cold.
So. I thought Australia was all hot.
That's what people think.
Yeah, I thought it was all on fire.
Oh, they're mistaken.
Mm.
You have to Kentucky tour Australia sometime.
Yeah.
They call it a busabout.
Really? Busabout. Is that a real thing?
Mm, busabout.
Wow.
Wow.
And does everyone hook up?
Yeah, they do.
All right.
Are you into that? Because you must be now, because you were in the Spice Girl, you would have been 20 in the Spices in the early 90s. So 30 now, years later, so you're what?
Approaching 50 at hurtling speed. So yeah. I've got to get on this busabout
soon.
So you're
ready for another Kentucky then?
Well, yeah, I'm ready to lose my V.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I guess you've been hiding in that cupboard in Paul's room. So. Yeah. Creepy is a problem. Question number 10, final question.
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
What is the name of the Kanye West album that opens with the track I Am a God?
I Am a God.
Have you ever considered opening one of your albums with a statement like that?
My second album, I did.
Oh, yeah.
It was just I Am God.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's more singular, isn't it?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
There's so many gods. So to say I Am a God really isn't the pinnacle.
Yeah. I leveled it up. I went with I Am God. That was on my second album, which was just called God. Yeah.
So high stakes, you know. Yeah. My songs, I didn't brag. My songs are just about how I've been in a car at least once.
What car was it? Do you remember?
Mazda 3.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
One of the earlier versions.
Yeah, the one from the 90s. It was a beta model. They got me to test it, actually. Beautiful. Yeah.
Zoom, zoom.
Have you ever worked with Kanye, Maury? Because he does so many collaborations with famous artists. He's worked with Paul McCartney and...
Yeah, no, I refused to work with Kanye.
Oh, yeah, so the offer was there, but you said no.
Yeah, he's wanted to work with me for a long time because he finds these incredible performers from around the city, but I refused to work with him. I don't work with people that wear tracksuits.
Mm-hmm. Suits or nothing.
You know, you get dressed for the performance you want.
Mm-hmm.
Don't walk out of the house looking like a schmuzzle.
Yeah, totally.
You know, he's always looking so schlocky.
Mm.
I want to work with people that want a bit of zizzle-zazzle.
Absolutely.
And he's got no zizzle-zazzle. He's always wearing a tracksuit, moping, you know, talking about the weather. It's boring.
Mm. I don't know if that helps to decipher which Kanye West album opens with the track I Am a God.
I'm going to lock in Yeezus.
Yeezus, yeah.
Yes. I've listened to a lot of Kanye.
Uh-huh. Big fan?
Pretty big fan. Mm. Yeah, pretty big fan. I would argue that he's worn a suit quite a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, Con, how do you spell it?
That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
I feel
how did Bowie die? Can someone tell me? Cancer?
I think it was.
Oh, my God.
Do you think you did okay?
I think we've got at least half of them right.
Because this iPad is riding on it. Like this.
Yeah. So we need to get 10 right.
If we get 10 right, I
think,
keep it.
I think we might not have done that, but I think we've got at least 5.
Mm.
I would say Labyrinth original soundtrack was not in the Berlin trilogy, and so I will not be taking an iPad home today.
I'd be very surprised.
Well, let's find out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That question number one was, which ocean was named by Ferdinand Magellan? You said Pacific, and it's Pacific.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, fantastic.
It's a good early start. The three albums that made up David Bowie's Berlin trilogy were Low, Heroes, and
Labyrinth.
Lodger.
Oh,
God. Not Labyrinth.
No, but wait, off. How do you spell Lodger?
L-O-D-G-E-R.
German for Labyrinth.
For Labyrinth, yeah. Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll look that up at the end and find out. No, question number three was, what is the longest running musical on Broadway? You said Phantom of the Opera, and it's Phantom of the Opera.
Wow.
Holy.
Nice. Look at that. Nice, well, guys. Done.
Thank nice goodness you didn't say
Cats. That was a beautiful
Cats.
Team effort.
Yeah. Absolutely. SpongeBob is the cartoon which features the delicious food Krabby Patties.
Really? Mm-hmm. So I was really regretting us not going with Simpsons.
Mm. Well, you made the right call in the end. The famous song Danger Zone, which features in Top Gun, was written by Kenny Loggins.
Great.
The drag queen in Sydney. It's the female Redback Spider has the red marking.
It's fine.
That one only had three options.
Yeah. the easiest one.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Questlove is the famous drummer made his directorial debut with Summer of Soul.
Shout out Kyron for that one.
Absolutely. Paddington Bear is the Peruvian name.
Shout out Mel T.
Pastuso, rather, is the Peruvian name of Paddington Bear.
We've done very well.
Yeah. This is incredible. Yeah.
Canberra is the highest Australian capital city.
Brilliant. Wonderful.
I think in both ways. And Yeezus is the name of the Kanye West album that opens with the track I Am a God, giving you 8 out of 10.
Wow.
Extraordinary work.
Huge for us.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congrats.
80%.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, and if you include that, we got 2 of the Bowie albums.
Yeah. 87.5.
We were 6666.
We were a Labyrinth album. And
a female spider.
One out of three multi-choice away from a free iPad.
We'll just get a normal iPad now. Not the Pro, just the normal.
You can keep the... What if you keep the keypad?
What about Nano or Shuffle?
the iPad Shuffle.
I'll be happy with that, yeah.
I find the iPad Shuffle annoying because it's like I want to just use the web browser, but you have to shuffle which app it opens. Mm. And so like you'll be wanting to surf the net, but it'll be like... His garage band.
Yeah, it's like his settings.
Yeah. It's always settings.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My least
that's
favorite.
Probably why
app.
They've discontinued the product.
Mm.
Maury Goldberg, thank you so much for being here today and helping out on the quiz.
Thank you for having me.
You've got a duet album coming out, I believe, with a Australian comedian for some reason is doing an album with you.
Yes. Michelle Brazier.
Oh, is it?
He's doing an album. Called Songs to Forget. And it's songs that you want to hear once and then forget about it.
With you and with you, Maury. Does anyone else feature on that album at all?
We have a little-known comedian called Rhys Nicholson.
Oh, Rhys Nicholson.
Who's doing my booba. The song My Booba. My booba, my booba, my booba, where are you, my booba?
Yeah, great. Are there any other comedians that feature on that record at all?
Josh Glance.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. Yeah.
I hate that guy.
He that asshole. Let me tell you, he's been hucking me. He's been sending emails saying, put me on the album, Maury, put me on the album. He's a real balabuster. Mm. He's on the album.
Yeah,
he's
great.
In Edinburgh.
I can't believe he's found the time because after Edinburgh, he's going to London. He's doing a run at Soho
Theatre.
That's
right. Josh Glance is after Edinburgh going to be in London at the 21st of September at the Soho Theatre.
Yeah.
Come along.
Guys, can we stop talking about this schmuck?
Yeah.
Let's stick to the people who are on the podcast.
Okay, well,
you agree.
I agree. So, well, thank you for being here, Maury Goldberg and Mel T, Chatty Spice. Thank you for being here.
First professional gig.
Yeah, it's so great.
Incredible to be back.
But it's amazing because you've got a run of professional gigs now, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do.
Like
yeah.
You're performing in Snort at Edinburgh, I think.
Yeah, every night of
with
the Fringe.
Who's on Snort again? Who are some of the people on Snort?
Rose Matafeo.
Oh, great.
Brindley Stent.
Posh Spice is doing it.
Baby's back. Hopefully leaving the egg at home.
Is Eli Mathieson?
Eli Mathieson will be there. Right. Yeah, yeah, despite the restraining order I've lowered it. So he can be there.
I saw his show in Edinburgh as well. Fantastic show.
Oh, that's very nice of you. I'll not be attending.
Yeah, right.
But if you were to attend, what time?
It would be at 8:50 at Underbelly George Square.
Well, wow. It was. This comes out just after the Edinburgh Fringe, this episode.
Oh, I see.
But Eli's out and about on Instagram.
Thank you for being here, Mel T. And Paul Williams, congratulations. 8
Thank
out
you.
Of 10.
Thank you.
That's an extraordinarily good score for us.
I mean... It's a credit. The team, they performed. Absolutely. Yourself included.
Yeah, I brought something to the table. Oh. Even though my iPad was on the line, I really could have thrown some of those questions in retrospect.
I think you did. You were pretty keen for us to write down Labyrinth.
Yeah. You've just wrapped up, because this is in the future, your tour in Edinburgh. Where are you next? Can people find you somewhere?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. Disappearing into the night.
This is actually my final gig. Wow. I'm retiring.
Quite the opposite of Mel T.
Yeah, wow. This is it. I wanted to go out on a high.
How did that go?
Yeah, incredible. I wanted the iPad, but it's been an absolute pleasure.
Mm.
After this, I'm deleting all socials. I'm just going to kind of go off the grid and disappear. So,
yep. What was the socials? What were they again?
Paul Williams on Instagram.
Yeah, right. But that's gone now.
Paul Williams _12 on Twitter, but those will be gone.
They would be completely gone.
So don't even look. Don't even look.
Well, thank you very much for being here. That's Wax Quizzical today. Goodbye, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.